welcome to the What's on Your Mind preview as we look ahead at 6 hours of broadcasting on AM 1100 The Flag. From the first hour here, we talk about what's ahead for the day. The big show from 9 to 11, What's on Your Mind, be airing at K-Fire, 550 AM in Bismarck. WZFG AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, where I am, KCJB 910 in Minot, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 The Flag in Tioga. For this first hour, if you have a desire to call in, 800-855-217-76. But after this hour, then for the What's on Your Mind, then you call 800-228-0550. Today, Scott is gone. He is at a silent retreat, which I think is funny, to see if he can do it for 72 hours. This is Mark, the Freedom Poet, and Scott Hannon, he's being quiet and doing a lot of praying. We all give him a bunch of prayer lists and stuff. It's kind of interesting. So his sidekick, Gary Ameneth, is going to be joining Scott, Steve Bakken, to handle the What's on Your Mind show, which is just getting tremendous response, a lot of call-ins from all over. It's like a town hall going on all over North Dakota every day, Monday through Friday, and it's very cool. And, of course, here we are getting closer and closer to 9/11, and at the same time, the problems in Syria seemed to get even more confusing yesterday as some of the rebels had a widely publicized and videoed killing of a few six Syrian soldiers. Geraldo Rivera just went on and on, said, hey, we had a window, we had a moment of righteous indignation, we could have done something right away when the red line was crossed, but now this thing is getting messier and messier, and who's on our side, and this is just very, very dangerous. The unintended consequences seem to be growing. The hostility of Putin in Russia with his veto power in the UN means that we don't have the kind of coalition you need to get this kind of thing done. And more and more senators and representatives from both sides of the aisle are getting more dubious, more concerned. And then on the backdrop of that, we hear stories that Iran is planning a counterpunch at Israel if we go ahead and do this. And at the same time, the Scuds are being moved into neighborhoods. Talk is that even the chemical weapons are surrounded by civilians. So, you know, the great fear that Geraldo talks about, and I'm sure it's part of the game plan, Assad could just say, see, look at all the collateral damage. Look at what America did to these civilians. And, of course, they have probably the most controlled, absolutely rigidly controlled media in Syria. It's very, very, very draconian. And so they would be ramping up more and more and more hate towards the great Satan, which a lot of them call the United States. So it's just an awful, awful situation. You know, one of the most horrible sights I've ever seen is the YouTubes of the gas victims. But so that's sort of as we come closer and closer to 9/11, literally 6 days away or so. So it's very, very poignant times for all of us. On a lighter note, front page of the forum is all kinds of excitement about flocking to see Taylor Swift, who is going to be starring at the Fargo Dome tonight, and all kinds of little girls and their mommies are just as excited or going to that event. And so we have some of the questions that are going to be encountered today. First of all, we got is the Big Ten discouraging its member teams from scheduling FCS teams like NDSU. The normal or nuts part of the What's on Your Mind is drawing a lot of interest and attention and fireworks. Good forth and back debate every day. Then the normal or nuts, the fact that NDSU v. UND rivalry hasn't restarted despite both schools now being D1, wouldn't this be the biggest sporting event the state has seen in years? Should it resume as soon as possible, normal or nuts? Then the And a new survey says North Dakota is the second most corrupt in the nation, even more than New Jersey, Illinois, and others, where officials were jailed for corruption. Do you buy it? That doesn't even make sense to me. But there's a story out there, a survey saying that, and I don't sense any corruption or coercion in a lot of places in this state, but you go ahead and you'll be able to react to that kind of thing. Take a look at the data. Then, of course, now schools are sending out fat letters to parents of obese children. Well, that's, you'd think the parents would notice if their children are fat, but, you know, that's for Michelle Obama. She wants us to be sure that we were on starvation diets at school with little kids. I had a caller call in talking about how important butter fat is. It was a person that really studied nutrition to young growing children that are, some of them are, you know, really high metabolism. But the bottom line is, like so many things the federal government tries to do, one size fits all. You can't have, you've got to have some flexibility in what you feed these kids. You can't feed a 100-pound kid the same as a 200-pound kid. You know, one will be, well, both will be starving, but one will be malnourished, seriously. Maybe both of them. Then the TSA, this whole thing, the is trying to expand rapid screening to 100 airports, but it'll cost $85. Well, you know, sometimes, how long have you been? I've sat in airports for hours sometimes, and you just wonder. Then, so here we have the President Obama, who really his main goal is, his political goal is, he would love to get Nancy Pelosi back as Speaker of the House. That's got to be his number one, and holding the Senate. So here's Syria. He wants to act manly and decisive, and it's just not working. They've had 50 different plans already. Now they're talking about B-1 stealth. B-52s, all kinds of long-range bombing plans, along with the Tomahawk missiles coming off five ships. A lot of angst, a lot of confusion. And the Acorn Man, whose only job was to teach radicals how to be more radical, young youths to go out and get multiple, you know, people to sign up for the right to vote. He has had no job experience. The least prepared man in the history of the presidency, bar none, is totally over his head. Putin and the people around the world are just look at him with disdain. And our allies are backing away. It's not good. And even his own party is starting to come unglued. Feeling a little bit like when Nixon started to come unglued for you people that are more senior like I. This remember that the impeachment of Nixon didn't really start to ramp up until 3 months before the off-year election. That would put it at August of 2014. So if this was a counterpunch for credibility and strength, as Obama cried out, this isn't about my credibility. Well, everything he does is about him, and everybody knows it, this narcissist. So, folks, we are here with a commander-in-chief that the hue and cry, listening to What's on Your Mind yesterday, many people saying, we don't trust him. Many people around the world don't trust him. Credibility starts with trust, doesn't it? You know, if you're going to have a lot of interesting things to weigh in today on What's on Your Mind. We're going to have both Gary Emeneth and Steve Bakken are going to be with me in the very next segment to talk about the whole agenda, including the guests. Coming up, including, they're going to have NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor on last week's big upset over Kansas State. Many people are calling it the game. Then they're going to have Dale Wetzel, a Great Plains Examiner. You know, Dale Wetzel's show previews the new issue of the Examiner and his weekend radio show. So they've got a couple of very, very interesting guests. On top of that, North Dakota State Representative Brenda Heller from Beulah on her concerns over the Common Core education standard. We had a tremendous expert from Cato on with us yesterday on the Common Sense Club later in the day who absolutely ripped that apart on so many levels, folks. You can't let the federal government, again, one size fits all, but it's more than that. They've got an agenda about political correctness that permeates everything they do, and it's not cool. So anyway, a very full day for What's on Your Mind, and later on, the Common Sense Club, as I hold forth with a whole raft of guests. I'll mention closer to the end of this first hour on the Common Sense Club that goes following the What's on Your Mind show. So we're going to be back with Steve and Gary in just a few minutes. Thanks for listening this morning.
Steve Buchan and Scott Henin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the What's On Your Mind preview show. We have Gary Emineth is going to be sitting in for Scott Henin today and joining Steve Buchan. How are you, fellas?
Good. How you doing today, Mark? Doing great, Mark. Thank you.
Doing good. Hey,
Gary,
nice morning here.
Coach shoes, are you?
No, I'm not wearing sandals. I decided not to. Those are big shoes to fill those ones of Scott with those Beatles shoes he wears. I don't know. I thought those went out in the 60s, but maybe they're back. I don't know how people walk in those things.
Well, it kind of leaned forward. It's kind of like an elf would do.
No, he does not. That's probably why he does it.
Well, what's on your mind show today, folks?
Oh, we got a whole lot of good stuff lined up today. Of course, one of the things we're looking at is a normal or nuts Friday. So we'll run through the normal or nuts of things. One of the things on my mind is, and I know it is on yours too, Gary, is are you excited about not having to wait in line with the TSA at some point?
Yeah, well, it's only $85. We're going to talk about that today, where you can get through the fast line and not have to go through all these extra body search things that happen that probably should, well, I won't even say where they should happen, but the fact is that they happen at all, and the security line's crazy. So the TSA's put in a place an $85 fee that you can go through a short line, and I think it's absolutely ridiculous. It looks like a scam to make money to me.
You think? When I saw that first pop up, you know, is it normal or not that something you're mandated for by the government, you're winding up having to pay extra for? I think that is absolutely nuts. That's insane.
Without question. So, Mark, do you think that's a good idea? Do you think you're going to be able to get anybody to call in and talk about that today?
Well, I think you will. People aren't very happy going to the airport anyhow. And then if they, and then the question is, well, why are they more secure? Why would they charge $85? Does that automatically make that person less of a risk? You know, for example, what if they're hollering Allah Akbar? Here's my $85. Whole thing seems nuts to me, man.
You gotta wonder about that, don't you, Mark?
Well, I'm assuming if you're not going to pass the regular screening, you're still going to get screened normally if the bell and whistle goes off. But you know, most of the time when you go through there, it's just. It's a question of spending $85 just not to wait in line. Is that worth it to most people?
It does. And again, my point is, then what is the real credibility of the long wait? If you just pay $85, nothing else changes about you, your baggage or who you are or anything, just boom. But it's faster. All of a sudden, something is really off here.
So why couldn't it be faster without paying the $85?
Right.
Well, it's the government in action, as we know.
One of the other things we're going to look at, Normal or Nuts Friday, is it normal or nuts? The Big Ten is discouraging its member teams from scheduling FCS teams like the Bison, like NDSU. I think that's nuts, other than the fact that maybe those teams don't want to lose to a lower division school. But the question I've got then is the ancillary normal or nuts is why isn't UND and NDSU playing football? The biggest rivalry in the state, they should be playing each other. But the excuse from NDSU is the same excuse from the Big Ten that NDSU complains about. So I guess it only works one way. We're going to have Gene Taylor in at 10:30, and we'll ask him that question, but we'll open that up to Normal or Nuts as well. Is it time? UND and NDSU should be playing football.
Well, these guys have been wanting. I mean, this is the greatest rival. It's like not letting the Packers and the Vikings play in the NFL or whatever way you want to look at it. It's absurd for all North Dakotans want to see that happen. And I guess it's just probably a matter of time until it does. But the fact that NDSU, and you think of how they're acting, it's no different than them wanting to play up a level. So,
you know, Mark, you're a big football fan. I don't imagine that you'd miss seeing a great rivalry, a decades-long rivalry that went by the wayside due to politics and moving of conferences. And that's something that needs to come back. They'd be like Oklahoma and Oklahoma State not playing, or Kansas and Kansas State not playing.
That's really true, you know. And sometimes NDSU has been on this great run. I imagine UND might be a little nervous about it, but still, you have ebbs and flows. You know, for a while the Vikes were dominant, and then Green Bay was. But it's a great rivalry. It stimulates the whole economy. It creates buzz. It just puts electricity in the air. You know, just imagine the road between UND and Fargo, you know, the interstate and the parade going one way or the other. And it's electric. And I also am kind of ashamed at the state I used to live in, Minnesota, not having guts enough to come and face NDSU and actually trying to make policy about it. We should teach these kids, hey, we can win any game. We need to compete against anybody, you know, certainly somebody in a lesser division, and just go for it. The whole thing bugs me.
So it was kind of funny last night. I was talking to some Bison fans at an event, and one of them, the first thing they brought up was, we'd really like to get the Nickel Trophy back, seeing as how UND does have that. Oh, by the way, for all those Bison fans out there, if you can answer me this trivia question, who is the only team never to lose a game in the Fargo Dome? Undefeated in the Fargo Dome.
That's, well, I never even know that one, Steve. I'm looking forward to hearing the answer to that one.
That would be UND.
Wow.
Maybe where you're going, but that's it. I think NDSU wants to get back in the game here. This is the time. They still got a great team powerhouse. It's time for them to.
Well, the Nickel Trophy rivalry was a great rivalry, and why that's not pertinent today is, you know, I don't care if you're playing down a division. It's, you know, the argument for the NDSU side is, well, we've got nothing to gain if we play UND. Bull, you got a state rivalry, you got the Nickel Trophy, you got a lot of happy fans on both sides, whether you're an NDSU fan or a UND fan, and it's nice for that ribbing, you know. So,
and you guys are raising it up, and with your great listenership, you'll take it another notch today. That's cool.
Is it normal or nuts that UND and NDSU is not playing? I say it's absolutely nuts. Win, lose, or draw, they just belong playing each other. One of the other things we're going to talk to, State Representative Brenda Heller from Beulah, we're going to talk with her concerns over Common Core Education Standards. And, I was told last night, Kirsten Baszler said she was going to be calling in to join in on that debate as well. Of course, Kirsten's a supporter of Common Core. We'll hear her reasoning behind that. Also, Brenda Heller, an opponent to Common Core. A lot of the Common Core debate goes back to local control, so we'll see what her take on that as well.
If people are curious about that, Cato has done great research on Common Core, as has Heritage Foundation. So if you ever want to check that out more, folks, it's pretty pervasive policy coming out of the federal government.
Well, one of the things that's interesting about it, that Kirsten Baszler, the Republican National Committee, and their party platform takes a position that they're opposed to Common Core, and yet you see that Republican leadership and a good portion of them in North Dakota are supporting it. So it'll be interesting where Representative Heller has sent a letter out to all legislators in North Dakota to say, let's stop this because it's part of our platform and principles. So it'll be interesting to see two Republicans have a little discussion about that.
Well, anyway, this sounds like a very interesting day heating up. This is Mark. I'm going to be back with a little look at sports and the big kickoff in the NFL and a few other things after these messages.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and Dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website, gtmwt.com, or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get Drill and Dry. Call 855-246-4312. Or online at gtmwt.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Preview show of What's on Your Mind and the Common Sense Club later on in the day. This is the time when I, Mark, talk about sports. And did anybody watch the kickoff to the NFL last night? It was an absolutely amazing game. It was intense and exciting. Here, the Super Bowl champs, Baltimore Ravens, taking on the team that's picked by most people to actually have the best chance of winning the Super Bowl this year, because Peyton Manning, who had four neck surgeries a couple of years ago and thought his career was over, came back and had a wonderful season last year, lost in the playoff game of the year, arguably, to the Ravens in double overtime, 38-35, an amazing game that propelled Baltimore to the final. Great swan song victory for Ray Lewis. His absence was clearly profound. The defense played admirably in the first half, but in the second half it was all Broncos, and Peyton stunned the world by throwing seven touchdown passes. You know, that hasn't been done for a long, long time. Well, since Joe Capp did it in 1969, that's 43 years. Just a handful of people. Y.A. Tittle, George Blanda, Adrian Burke, Sid Luckman way back in 43. But no one since Joe Capp did it in 1969, also against the Baltimore team. The Colts. An amazing precision, pinpoint, devastation. It was just really something. What a way. And the thing that was amazing about that is the Ravens were ahead 17-14 at the end of the first half. Welker had put in to return a punt. Because of his great sure hands, he immediately drops it on the 2-yard line. So that's part of the reason the Ravens had that lead at halftime. But he came back, scored two touchdowns, and redeemed himself big time. So very powerful, amazing beginning, and the team to beat, without a doubt, is Denver Broncos. Although, of course, I love the Vikings, and it's going to be a lot of fun on Sundays. They play Detroit. We got our good old Adrian Peterson is going to try to do something nobody has ever done, back-to-back 2,000-yard seasons. It's kind of interesting that the sports is going to permeate. Sports questions are going to be a big part of the normal or nuts. What's on your mind? segment today in the next 2 hours after this hour. And things like, here's an interesting slant on this whole arrogance of the Big Ten saying, oh, well, we don't want to have anything to do with lesser teams. Jeff Kolpak, writing in the forum says, the mailing address for the Big Ten Conference is such and such. He said, lately it's central headquarters for AAA, Arrogance in American Athletics, you know. But Steve Bakken raised a really good point. NDSU should be willing to play UND. The whole argument about what do we have to gain, what we have to gain is to show our character. We should have North Dakota-Minnesota rivalries, North Dakota, South Dakota-Minnesota rivalries. Interstate, UND, NDSU should be playing each other. It just makes sense. It's exciting and fun, compelling. So anyway, I hope people start to man up. Come on. Don't you believe in yourself? Don't you believe in your teams, for crying out loud? Come on. Let's get the UND-NDSU rivalry back again, the Nickel Trophy, the whole thing. Would be so much fun, so exciting. Can you imagine the buzz leading up to the game? The colors, the delight, the amount of restaurant business, just a lot of excitement. Be fun. And speaking of North Dakota sports, the Gary from Ohio, the South Shore, they kicked the Red Hawks to even the series. You know, the Red Hawks have had a tremendous season. They won the first game of the best of five series, but Gary really found their game 11-2 last night here at the Newman Center. Now, Fargo Moorhead has to go to Gary and win one of two there to come back for the final game here. So tonight, 7:02, you can hear it on hear the game. We're going to be, they're playing Gary tonight at 7:10 at the U.S. Steel Yard. So best of luck to the Red Hawks. And just the rest of the world is looking forward to their favorite teams. And the football season is just really intense. It's amazing how much money and how much time and energy is being spent on fantasy football. And then at the same time, we have the U.S. Open, just a great tennis tournament going along, and Andy Murray, the hero, Sir Andy Murray, who won Wimbledon for the first British victory in eons. His reign as defending U.S. Open champion ended in a surprising frustration-filled 6-4, 6-3, 6-2 quarterfinal loss to ninth-seeded Stanislas Wawrinka. He'd won his first Grand Slam title at Flushing Meadows last year and his second at Wimbledon. But then he just ran out of gas and got beat in straight sets. Nadal and Serena Williams look like, and Djokovic really look like the three that should, between the three of them, should have two champs. I think Nadal will win it on the men's side. Serena looks unstoppable. She's in love. She's playing the best tennis of her life. She's the greatest tennis player on earth when she's on. No woman has ever hit the ball that hard. It's few men. 130 miles an hour, 120 plus on a regular basis. It's amazing to watch. The mechanics are perfect. Stunning, great, world-class athlete. We are going to have a very full show on the Common Sense Club today. I have been stunned and shocked by a profound book. The more I read in this book and read it carefully and mark it up, the more I realize that something important has happened. Something very important has happened in literature. In fact, Scott is already inquiring to get the author of, I believe, the most important book written about the Constitution since the Federalist Papers. The more I look at this, the more I'm stunned at the brilliance, the simplicity. I'm talking about a man that appears on Flag. He is a regular show host, Mark Levin, and he has written his very best book, the Liberty Amendments, restoring the American Republic. Folks, we want to get him here to town, but we want to get him on the air, both on the What's on Your Mind program and on the Common Sense Club, because he has a plan to restore the American Republic. When I first heard about this, I thought, oh, what a crazy bunny trail. He's talking about state conventions. And see, there's two ways you can amend the Constitution. Either you got to get, you know, two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate to pass an amendment and then send it out to the states for ratification. Three-fourths of the states have to ratify in a certain period. Or you can have conventions in each of the states. Well, he's talking about that, and he's talking about you need to have the exact language in each convention. There's been thousands and thousands of amendments to the Constitution presented over the years, but only 27 have been able to get all the way through. But here, Mark Levin has lent his, he's probably the third most listened to talk show host in America behind Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, and they both have weighed in on the incredible value of this Liberty Amendment book. Folks, I'm going to be talking about this today. Have Constitution expert, a fellow that's been teaching class about the Constitution and government for several years to homeschool co-op. I'm talking about Dave Racer, who also is a medical expert. He's going to be with me on Founders Friday in the last half hour today, and where I'll be focusing on these Liberty Amendments and talking about, I want you to help me get Mark Levin here to town for a Freedom Club meeting. So that's kind of one of the main things that's up. Going to have Yana Murdahl with us today. She's just a terrific guest with Concerned Women of America. They have an amazing event upcoming, and they're going to have people the likes of Mr. Federer, who I quote from when I do This Day in History. And so a very, very full and interesting day, and under mostly sunny and hot conditions. In Fargo, it's going to get up to 92 today. It's the wind just gentle from the south. Tonight, some isolated showers, mostly sunny on Saturday, 85. Saturday night, partly cloudy. It's going to get down to 59. Out in Tioga, today we got scattered showers and thundershowers, then mostly sunny, high near 91. Winds will get calm to the northwest, 5 to 7 later on. Then the chance of precipitation increases to 40%, down a little to 30% chance of showers later in the night, and then stays at 30% all day Saturday, partly sunny, but the high with the north wind only 78. More showers possible Saturday night, Sunday, and a Sunday night where the chance gets up to 70%. So it looks like the northwestern part of North Dakota is going to get some very welcome rain as their durum and some of their other crops continue to mature and the harvest rolls along. So especially for the beans, there's some of them that still, and corn still could really use some rain. Anyway, we have a very, very full day as we have 6 hours with you on the Flag Family. And then the whole What's on Your Mind, the whole five stations, the most listened to program in North Dakota is going to kick off after this next segment where we'll take a one more look ahead in the final segment, and then we'll turn it over to Gary Emenuff and Steve Bakken and the What's on Your Mind show. We're going to be back with more in just a few minutes.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings when they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bakken Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Preview of What's on Your Mind in the Common Sense Club later on in the day. The next 2 hours after this little segment will be all full of very interesting Normal or Nuts Friday. It's going to start early on. They have the open phone line. And today, because Scott Hinnon has decided to go silent, honestly, he has gone to a retreat where he's supposed to just pray and not talk at all for 72 hours. And I'm kind of delighted because we all sent some prayer requests with him, or a lot of us did. So he's not going to talk today. I'll be interesting to see whether he made it or not. But his sidekick and good friend and partner, Gary Emeneth, is taking his place with Steve Bakken today in the What's on Your Mind program that is just jam-packed with all kinds of interesting topics and guests. And 9:30, they're going to have Kristen Basler, superintendent of North Dakota Department of Public Education. She's the leading educator in North Dakota, literally discussing and debating Common Core education standards with North Dakota State Representative Brenda Heller, a Republican from Beulah. Now, Brenda opposes Common Core, and Kristen Basler supports it. And so this really ought to get the phones going, folks. You want to have a little preview, why don't you check out the website of Heritage Foundation and see what they think, or Cato. It's a lot of pretty thoughtful people that oppose it largely because they support local control and that sort of thing. A whole bunch of more interesting things. They're going to have NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor on at 10:30 talking about, among other things, a big upset over Kansas State. This is a kind of a game changer, getting a national program like that, and then in the first home game tomorrow. So that's huge. And, of course, their normal or nuts debate is, should NDSU be versus UND, that rivalry resume? You know, so that's going to be an... And then student tickets, the flap about that. All of the logistics of a sold-out season is making some problems, plus the fact that out in Denver, they say that if in the UND, you know, that's not an NDSU issue, but it's another sports issue where the UND fans want to go out there and play into the hockey game, they'd have to buy three tickets. So that's kind of another odd thing. But it's kind of like this whole discouragement of your competition, like the Big Ten discouraging its member teams from scheduling FCS teams like NDSU. That's going to be a normal or nuts topic. And then Dale Wetzel is also going to be a guest. He's, you know, the Great Plains Examiner and the radio show. He's going to be talking about his weekend radio show. He'll be on 10:50 on the What's On Your Mind program. So they have got a jam-packed thing. Plus, talking about, is North Dakota corrupt? I've never heard that before. But then the TSA expanding rapid screening to 100 airports. On Scott's page, you were talking about NSA cracking encryption. There's a lot of, angst about privacy loss around the country. Then Heidi Heitkamp has introduced a really interesting and seems to make a very good commonsensical resolution into the debate about Syria, where she says the United States would give Syria 45 days to sign an international chemical weapons ban or face the wrath of American military might. You know, now that we've missed this red line golden opportunity, and they've apparently diffused and spread out so much of their armaments and weapons, and this has some sense to it. A fairly commonsensical Democrat Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, who's pretty doggone conservative, he supports the coal industry. He's joined up with Heidi on this particular resolution. So it goes on to say the failure of the government of Bashar al-Assad to sign and comply with the Chemical Weapons Convention clearly demonstrates a disregard of international norms on the use of chemical weapons, reads a draft of the resolution obtained by Politico. If the government of Syria does not sign the convention within 45 days after the date of the enactment of this resolution, all elements of national power will be considered by the United States government. That's pretty powerful. So that, again, one of the things that a lot of people are worried about is mission creep. You know, first it was going to be just a few Tomahawk missiles. Now in this resolution says any and all options are on the table. Of course, that means the boots on the ground one is not specifically, explicitly denied. And the talk about B-1s and stealth and all kinds of bombing patterns and missions are being introduced to the conversation. And this is a very sticky situation. The world, but the fear in the world market seems to be abating somewhat. And as the unemployment numbers looks pretty lame, there's fewer people working in the United States than at any time in 35 years. That has convinced a lot of the precious metals buyers, for example, that interest rates are going to be kept unnaturally down as they hit a three-year high in the 10-year notes. So anyway, just a very, very interesting day. A lot of cross currents in the world. What's On Your Mind program will start soon. Be ready to call 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. What's On Your Mind with Gary Emanuth and Scott Bakken soon.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
David J. Smith for News Watch Magazine. Did you realize how the acts of hostility toward people of biblical faith have been gendered by President Obama? In April 2009, in a deliberate act of disrespect, Obama nominated three pro-abortion ambassadors to the Vatican. Of course, the pro-life Vatican rejected all three of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they'll affect you in the future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.